Hey, besties.
Welcome to the BFF Bookcast.
We're your hosts, Teresa and Katie.
Before we jump in, we just want to remind everyone that what we discuss are our own thoughts and opinions. Just remember, we are here to have a good time.
And as always, please check trigger warnings before reading any books we will be discussing. And beware, we curse like the Bat Boys probably do during their annual snowball fight. Hey, Katie.
Hey, T.
How you feeling?
You know, I'm good. All's well. This is the first one. I mean, I'm always excited to talk about a book with you. But I can't wait to talk about this one for many reasons. And not for reasons I think people are waiting for.
So I just went and picked it. I read it on Kindle, but I have the book. And I just went to go grab it. And I like looked at Crossroads. And I was like, I remember when we were reviewing Crossroads, we were like kind of shitting on it. And then like we got to a point where like, no, actually we both really liked this one.
Yeah.
And I feel like I kind of know your thoughts on this, I feel. And I don't – like I'm literally sitting here like I
– Don't remember anything?
I don't remember anything that happened. Like I feel like this book was just very forgettable.
Yes. So backing up, I've only read only, I'm quoting, The Edens by Debney Perry, which to me is my favorite series of her series. I've also read the Mason Jar series, which I'm not going to lie. It's only two books, but it's absolutely fucking phenomenal in my opinion.
Yeah, it's an amazing series. But, it's a duet.
Like, duet, tons of, just the emotions you can like feel through in these books, like, whoa. Like, I read them years ago. 2 years ago, I think we read them. Maybe three.
Yeah, no, 2 years ago.
And I mean, I don't know about you, but, like, if we want to talk about those today, I could probably recall some facts and, things from those books. Like, those are phenomenal books. And I think I maybe did – oh, I did the Clifton Forge series, which – that's my thoughts. And then I think I've read one other book of her other – I couldn't tell you. Maybe if you said the series names, but I have not continued. I know you've read another series as well.
Yeah, I read sorry, I'm like putting my computer on.
Oh, you're fine.
Mute. Okay. I read the Lark Cove series and I did all those on audio and I really, really liked them. Clifton Forge I really liked, but some of the books I like forget about. And then I love like Coach is probably my favorite.
Oh, I read that too.
I think that's like one of my favorite books of hers, but yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of the next two.
I haven't – I read the second – no, did I? I don't fucking remember.
No. Blitz was, like, the coach, and she's, like, a student athlete.
Okay. Yeah, no, I didn't read that because I remember you not really enjoying it.
I do struggle with age gaps, so that's, like, my own issue, but
– the reason why I bring this up is because I feel like a lot of her series – like, there's really good – I feel like for me, I've come to learn that they're either very memorable – or they're not. But, like, I will say, Crossroads, you're right. Like, I think we were both, like, it's not really memorable. And I think that's why we were leaning towards maybe we didn't like it. But then we're like, wait, as we talked about it, we liked it. I just felt like – I'm going to jump right in. I just feel like this book was so glossed over. Like, not that I
– yeah.
I thought he was going to be – and I get it. It's accidental pregnancy. But like, I feel like who he was portrayed to be. And I know we don't get a ton of him in the first book from what I remember. But like, I feel like he, I don't know. I just feel like there was supposed to be more for him, more from him, like anything. Like, I feel like he was just like, cool. Yeah. Knocked you up. Let's just carry on. But like, neither character had any fucking depth. Any depth. I feel like I was reading a book with absolutely no fucking plot.
And like, I feel like so... the book is Sunlight. It's book two in the Haven River Ranch series. But I was like really excited for Jax because he's like my – what we learned about him in Crossroads was very much like he's my kind of like male main character. He's very like kind of like a playboy but like also just like golden retriever, like secret cinnamon roll. And this is definitely like a reverse Grumpy Sunshine. Like she is more of the like I guess like grumpy character if you will. And – yeah, I just feel like they both like really lacked depth and because like, I don't know, because like, I'm just comparing it to another accidental pregnancy that was done really well, like Out on a Limb by Hannah Bonham Young, an amazing book. And I feel like even though obviously there's kind of like gaps in time so that you can get 9 months throughout the book. This book felt like it just felt very choppy. Like 1 minute they're in like, and she, the whatever her name was, which now I'm like, again, so forgettable. I'm like, Jackson, who, what was her name? No, like literally, I don't know. Sasha. I didn't even see it. I remembered it. She was so unlikable, and like I'm saying unlikable.
Ugh.
She just was. I like a strong female main character. I even like one that is a bitch. Like I have no problem with bitchy female main characters. Like I'm all for it. But she was just like so unlikable. And it took me a really long time to like her. And I just didn't understand what he liked about her. Like, I kept struggling to be like, okay, like, what do these two characters like about each other? Because they're hardly even speaking. Like, they're going weeks between, like, having conversations. And then when they are, they're not, like, he'll open up to her, but she's not opening up to him. Or she's very quick to, like, kind of send him away. And then he's just waiting around for weeks to get, like, another word from her.
No, and I get it, like, accidental pregnancy, but, like, even, like, there was no tension. I felt like there was no chemistry. I feel like it was just, like, I haven't had sex in forever, so, like, you're conveniently there, and, like, you're a good-looking person, so let's just do it. Like, I feel like there was just nothing. Like, I feel like it, I almost feel like I feel like, you know what I actually feel like? This is gonna be very mean. I feel like she didn't know what to do for her book, so she just kind of threw in a couple things, and just gave no depth. Like, that's honestly how I feel. And maybe that's kind of poor of me to say, because I really do love her writing and I love her stories. But I just, I mean, even in the Clifton Forge series, I DNF'd the book that had the accidental pregnancy. And maybe it's just something for me that I just don't like that she's producing in these books. But like, I'm with you. I don't even care maybe if she's not super strong as a female main character. Because even in Juniper Hill, the female main character there, I didn't really find her to be super strong. But I enjoyed the story as a whole because he carried it.
Well, I don't mean like her. I feel like her attitude towards Jack, I feel like she was supposed to be this like very like kind of like strong. I don't – my thing is like I don't think that they – like I think when they got together, it was like – I knew there was buildup to it because their internal monologue, like Jack's is like – he really likes her and he's like whatever. And she's always like, oh, he's so handsome. He's so this, he's so that. But there was just no way. Like, I just didn't believe that after one night of, like, a decent conversation at a party that she was going to go home with him. Like, I think I needed a little bit more of, like, a back and forth. But it was very much like they meet, they flirt. She realizes that he's the owner of the place that she's about to be working. So she kind of, like, blows off his like, request for dinner. And then she's mean to him and avoids him. For like months.
Yeah.
And then.
Just decides after. Like you said.
And then.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just like. Go.
No. I'm just going to say. It didn't make sense. I didn't believe it. Like it didn't make sense for the character. To be so adamantly like against it. And also. I don't get why he liked her. Like I get that she's a pretty girl. And that they had a very good like first connection. And I get like having a crush on somebody. But. He's supposed to be this like playboy and like all this stuff. And for like, and he does like where we're just told that he's doing that. He was one. And then he meets her one time and is just like for months, like done chasing girls, I guess. Yeah. And like, it's for like, I would have preferred them to be like, almost like, hey, like it's like he's not her boss, but like he's part owner in the ranch that she works at. So, like, I would have loved for them to, like, have this strong connection and, like, all this tension have to, like, keep forcing each other away because of, like, work than for them to just have, like, not speak and have no connection. Like, I just won't believe a love story if the two characters don't talk for, like, 90% of it.
Like, I almost wish we got glimpses of him, like, being that playboy coming in trying to flirt with her, but then, like, flirting with somebody else that walked by. Like, that would have been more believable. Like, not trying to compare characters, but almost like a play-along situation with, like, Isaiah. Like, he was forecasted to be this playboy. Well, like, and you see it throughout the series, maybe not so much in his books, like, it's more surface. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm really not trying to compare, because we don't like when we do that. But, like, that to me was, like, how Jax was being pitched as this playboy. So like, I wanted to see more of that. Because, like, you're right. I don't believe that these two characters, what, she had two glasses of champagne and, like, lost all of her senses. I don't – I'm a lightweight and can't
– No, and she even says, like, that she's not drunk because I guess, yeah. like, they didn't – I mean, I understand not wanting to make it, like, oh, I made a drunk mistake or that she was sober and she was drunk, like, that. She's that like, I – like, yeah, fine. She's like, yeah, she's like, I'm not drunk, like, but this is just what I want. And, like, I do think she did want it, but I just don't think that – like, there was just no reason for me to believe that, like, that day and, like, that night that she was just willing to, like, throw her prior – like, I just don't think she's going to, like, release her inhibitions. You know what I mean? Like,
and, like, also, like, towards the end, too, like, she starts to, like, you obviously get these glimpses of, like, who she's writing. You have no idea who it is. I think most people's probably initial thought was, like, some type of, like, ex or whatever. And then he starts, like, really opening up to her. And it really bothered me that, like, he kind of pitches to her like he does intend to open up. Like, he is really hurt by the whole... dynamic between him and his stepmom, and you learn that this is her brother, and like I know she feels as if she has failed, but I feel like throughout that whole story is you didn't get, I feel like she wasn't pitched like the girl. Again, I'm thinking of Juniper Hill. Like, this woman moves to a town, is trying to make something of herself. Like, you could feel that she's like working towards like bettering herself, and like she's trying to leave her past behind. Like, she has more of a back, like, she has, like, more plot build behind her, like, a character behind her. Sasha doesn't have that. Like, in the end, I was like, what does she mean that she doesn't feel like she's capable of doing X, Y? Like, I was like, wait, plot twist? Like, I don't remember any of this throughout the book. Like, now all of a sudden you feel awful for your brother? Your brother? Like, this, you couldn't talk to him about your brother and how you felt like you failed him? Knowing that, like, he felt failed as a child? Like, I just was like, what the... I literally almost threw my headphone. I was on a walk and I was like, I want to DNF, but I have like,
you know, I knew it was going to be her brother. Yeah. Cause I was like, there's just, I was like the way that
I
she's
knew
like
going to be an ex. Cause it was like, that's too obvious, but it
that's, yeah, that's that why I was like, it has to be, I was like, it has to be her brother because especially like the further I was getting, I was like, it has to be her brother. Cause how is she going to like end
that's
this?
True.
Like, how's she going to wrap all this up if there's this like ex that's kind of like out there still? And like, I guess like another thing too was his best friend, Emery. Like, she's,
yeah.
He had like more of a connection with, or more chemistry with Emery.
A friendship between Emery and him.
Also, like, and listen, I am a girl with guy friends. I understand that. Like, some people don't have that kind of dynamic, but yeah. Every time, like, she's just, like barging into the house and he has, like, a girl over, I'm like, I was like, Emery, yeah. Like, Emery's not a girl's girl. Like, Emery was pissing me off too, but I was like, at least he has chemistry with Emery. And then the Sasha thing, like, I also don't understand why India would hire this. Apparently she was like, didn't have the experience for this job. Yeah. And then, I didn't even understand the job thing. And I know that she's paying bills and like was in debt, but they're all like, oh, we're so rich. We're so rich. And then she's like literally barely scraping by. She can only afford an air mattress. So yeah. I'm like, are they paying her well? Are they not paying her well? Like, what, like, is she doing a good job? Like, I was just like, there was so much that I feel like we didn't know. Like, there were so many things happening, but like there wasn't a focus that I feel like everything was very like surface level.
Yes. This was a surface level book.
I understand, of course, like the Emery friendship, like I feel like we're going to maybe get a third book.
I would assume.
And it's going to be about Emery and the sheriff. Yeah. And that's why we needed to introduce that plot in this book. But there was just no reason for the Emery storyline whatsoever.
No, or
it didn't move the plot along. It did. It just introduced issue, like an issue, like I don't know, I feel like there's just no reason for it,
no reason for it. And I'm with you, like I was getting annoyed with her also. I would kind of then more I was kind of maybe hoping for maybe like an altercation between the two girls, like let's get a little bit more like life to the book, like let's have them hash it out, but then also maybe become like friends, like mm-hmm. then maybe like join in with India, like kind of how she does a lot of the other books too, where like she starts to bring these female main characters together more, that they get like these friendships develop and build. It just adds to the plot, but like nothing was happening to that. So I'm with you. Like, if anything, I was just getting more annoyed at Emery because I was like, bitch, back off. Like, if you're barging in on all these females, I don't know. Like, I think she could, Emma Marie could have been used in so many different ways, like to add into like the Playboy fact, like, oh yeah, I've walked on so many girls, like whatever. Like, I don't know. I was so disappointed in this book. Like, I just feel like it was so surface level, and I don't really understand why. It almost makes me not want to carry on the series. Cause I'm like, if this is how, like, the first book wasn't memorable enough, but then I knew I liked it once we got talking to it. And now this was delivered. Like, what's the third going to be?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like there just wasn't like a vision for this. Like, it almost felt like she had the characters in mind and like had the ideas and then like didn't know how to execute it. Because like the one thing that I really do love about Devaney Perry's books is that they're short and they're concise, but like there's a plot and there's like a point to it. I just feel like this one didn't have a point.
Literally, my review is I'm the odd man out here. People are raving about this book, which I'm a Devaney Perry fan. I'll shout from the rooftops to read her books. I won't shout from the rooftops to read this. But there's literally no plot, and her hiding a certain secret was odd to me. Like, the brother thing, like, really threw me for a loop. Like, I don't understand the purpose of that. I wrote, like, I miss the tension typically written between your characters. I felt like there was nothing there. Like, I did not.
Because they were never together. Like, no. Jax walks into the office, smirks, she gets mad, tells him to leave, and then it's, like, internal monologue.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Any sex scene, I skipped over because I was like, I just don't believe this. I gave this a 2.5-star rating. I thought this was...
Again, like, I really don't remember anything that happened. Because and that's the thing. I remember things that went on, but, like, actually nothing happened.
No, right before we got on, I was, like, thinking to myself, like, oh, like, let's try to... Sometimes, like, it takes a second. I was like, I could not tell you.
Yeah. And, like, the meet cute and the banter, like, that first chapter, I was like, this is going to be good.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, here we go. Classic Devaney, we're gonna get something really good. And I
and
was
then
like, it happened.
I read a review that somebody was like, meet cute, and then it's like, now it's 3 months later and they hate each other, and now it's like 6 months later and there's a one night stand, and now she's pregnant, and now it's like, it just like kept, there was too many time jumps, which like I feel like if you're writing a good book what,
I just pulled up the reviews. Someone gave us 1 star. It starts with, God gave me 2 eyes and I abused them by reading this idiotic book. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just going to say, like, again,
the
not
only
to come.
Keeping these two things together, these two together was the baby and nothing else. That's true. Like, the only two thing that was holding this together was a baby.
Yeah. Literally, that's it.
They had sex a few times, ignored each other for weeks and months at a time. Then towards the end, they got together and voila. They're in love. But that's so true. Like, I hate to say it, but like, it's so true. It just, I don't know.
And like, and then they bring up this plot. Oh, I'm going to make you fall in love with Montana.
Where?
And then they never like leave the house again.
No.
He takes her like, to see the horses like one time.
Yeah. Like,
I was like, oh, good. Like, this is going to get them out and, like, doing, like, little things together. We're going to get this, like, forced dates. And I was like, yes.
Like, fake dating to, like, get to the area because you have to stay now since you're, like, tied to this guy and you don't want to take the kid away. Like, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, here we go. Like, this, it's going to branch her out. We're going to meet some people. We're going to maybe develop a friendship. We're going to do this.
No, and then they don't even go on any dates. Like, he brings her, like, to dinner, like, one time.
Yeah, that's it.
That's literally it. And like, I was hoping like we would get more with like crossover, like with his brother, with India, and there's not. And then like Sasha, I'm sorry, India goes home and talks to her husband, and she's like, "Yo, your brother's girlfriend. Like, I know that she's pregnant with his kid, but she fucking sucks." Because I'm sorry, like that was my sister-in-law or like future whatever, and like she barely like spoke. Kind of treated my brother-in-law like shit.
Yeah.
And like kept everybody, I'd be like, what's this girl's problem? I would literally be like, listen, I hired her because she's a good worker, but like we have to put up with this person now for our whole lives. Like I would be like, ew. Yeah. I would not like her as sister-in-law.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she gets better, like, you know, once the baby's here and the relationship's, I would hope.
But even like, I mean, you do hear, like, Sasha does have some talk about like how she wishes she could have a friend, but like doesn't want to cross that line between like her station as a worker, as an, like a manager, and then you're kind of becoming friends with those you're managing. And I understand, but again, like, I just kind of like in Crossroads where I feel like this was a mesh between like rewriting Crossroads and Juniper Hill, and it was trying to have a baby, and this just
no. And I hate, listen, I hate that about a female main character who doesn't have at least one friend. Like, I'm sorry, yeah. You don't have any friends from your life back in California. You lived there forever. You worked there forever. You don't have any friends. You don't have one friend that you can call.
Exactly.
And then you can't make friends here. Like, you're the problem then. A girl with no friends is weird. And if I'm sorry, if you're a girl with no friends and you're listening to this, go find a friend. Get a friend.
You need one or two. One, yeah. Honestly, you just need one quality person to go to.
She had nobody. No. Like, you – it would have humanized her a little bit to be like, okay, she has a friend and this friend.
Even if she'd like call back to be like, this is what I'm doing. The friends, like, what are you fucking doing? Like, start to talk to people, make friends. Like, again, like India kind of came in and like was hated, but like started, there was conversations with the employees. So people started to like her. So again, like you're kind of building up this like person and it worked. Like, I almost wish like you had more of India in there because like she could maybe take her under her wing, like start introducing her around, like kind of like
that's what I thought was going to happen. And then she was going to like lean on India a lot, like with the pregnancy and like her feelings towards Jackson, how it was, you know, she was confused about things. And I'm like, instead, she's like, even India, she's not very nice to. Like, I mean, she treats her like respectfully, like as a boss.
Cold. There's no like,
right, but it's cold. It. Yeah.
It was a very. I couldn't wait for this book to end.
Also, like, again, this is silly, but, like, you're what, in your late 20s? You never had breakfast for dinner?
Girl, don't even get me fucking started.
And you don't like grilled cheese?
Fuck off. You're stupid. I don't know who you are. You're dumb.
You don't like bread and cheese. Oh, what?
Are you an American?
Are you? No. Have you breathed air? Yeah. Like, are you from Earth? Grilled cheese, I feel like every single like culture or nationality has like their own version of a grilled cheese. Like you don't like grilled cheese. It's two ingredients and they're two great ingredients.
They're phenomenal.
She's not like, I don't like cheese. So you don't, whatever. Again, character flaw.
Yeah. And the breakfast for dinner thing, I think is so strange too. Like you're telling me never. And again, okay. If
you've never been to a diner.
Never been to a diner, like you're growing up a little bit on the, maybe you're not growing the poor side, but you've put yourself into a financial standpoint where like you maybe are struggling to pay for things. When I was fucking a broke graduate, I ate eggs and bread for dinner all the time. Eggs and toast with jelly. Like it's the cheapest meal. I couldn't tell you how many times I had breakfast for dinner because it's cheap.
Yeah, I just felt like it was like one of those things where it was like I don't understand. Like I don't know, whatever. That's like me like nitpicking. I just thought that was really silly. And I did something that I did like. I did like the tell me a lie, like tell me like
that was cute.
Yeah, tell me a secret. Like I liked that whole thing.
Yes.
But
I wish it got them to like. Again, it got him to talk more. You started to learn more about Jax. I still wish we had like the Playboy persona and then you got to know him and like where he had some deep feelings about like how was his stepmom's name Lily? Like how she treated him. Like I think he was almost there. He just wasn't fully there, but like she just lacked so much that like I think it just brought everything down. Like I really was hoping that was gonna pull some information. Even if like maybe it got her to talk to him and like screw the friend thing, but maybe it took made like him take her out to meet more people. Like he could have forced, hey, here are my brother in India. Here's Emery. Let's sit down and like have a conversation with her and talk more. Like, I don't know. I think there was like so many strings that she could have pulled a bit more on to like give it more of a thickness to it, if you will.
Yeah. But
I feel like this was just, I was skimming. I just was gliding. I was gliding through this.
Yeah. Like, again, it's so forgettable. Like, I hate to say that, but it really is.
It was disappointing. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. It actually, like, you know, it's – I don't want to say this, but I'm going to because I love Daphne Perry.
Well, that's why I feel bad even like speaking ill of this, because
I know
she's a wonderful person. We've met her in like she's a really kind person, and we are a fan of her work and her writing, and I do think she's phenomenal. Not to say like it's okay if people have hiccups here and there, but that's why I don't like, but I also don't want to like come on here and be like, yeah, no, I really enjoyed it, when in reality, like, I didn't.
Listen,
I don't lie.
She writes a lot. She's gonna have misses.
Yeah.
Like, again, it's not the first one that, of hers that I didn't like. It's not going to be the last one that I don't like, but I like more than I don't like. You know what I mean? Same. Like, yes. One day down the road, Emily Henry is going to write a book and I'm not going to like it.
Are you sure about that?
Well, eventually. Like, how many books does Debney Perry have? I feel like if
Debney does have a lot of books.
If she's written 40 books, it's not crazy for me to be like, oh, three of them I didn't like.
Correct. It's not a big deal.
At the end right. Like, I think if Emily Henry cranks out 40 books, there's probably going to be one or two that I'm like, meh. I've read books that I've hated. Like, I hated that book I talked about in last week's episode, Catch the Sun. I didn't hate this book. This book was just boring.
No, I didn't hate it either. I think I'm more mad about it because, like,
because you expect so much from an author you like.
Yeah, like, I'm going in on a high with Debney Perry books. I'm like, auto pickup. No matter, like, just like an Emily Henry, like, she writes it, I'm gonna read it. Debney Perry, she writes it, I'm gonna read it. Like, I may have not gone too far back into her backlog, but like, I've ventured.
Yeah,
like she's someone who I will pick up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I feel like it's more disappointing if anything, because I do always like to pick up her books and read them.
Yeah, no, same. It's the same thing. I want to say it's not the same thing. And I liked Wild Love more than I liked Sunlight. But it was the same like feeling where I was like so excited for Wild Love because I like Elsie Silver. And then I read Wild Love and I was like, I don't like this book. Like, because you just like become disappointed. The book wasn't bad. I didn't hate the book. I was disappointed. That's how I feel about this.
Same. I mean, her writing's good.
It was the plot that was bad. Yeah. Everything else fine. Plot not great. Plot where?
Where? Who?
Who?
Where? What?
Yeah. So that's kind of. I mean, I really have like nothing else to say, which is sad. But I don't remember anything else that happened.
The same.
And like Lily, I just feel like the characters in the first book, like Lily was more bitchy. I don't know. And then all of. I just feel, again, it's like another thing.
Tremendously. It didn't, I don't know.
All of a sudden, she's like saying hi to the dad again and like showing up at the house and like wanting to make amends with Jax. Where it didn't seem like, that didn't seem like the person that she was in the first book.
Yeah.
And then even like the added, so, and then this will be my literal last comment because I have like nothing else to say about this book. Her friend, I forget the friend's name. She's like the main like housekeeper.
Yes.
And she was always like really nice to Indy, whatever. I mean, yeah, like I guess it's like cute. Like you get like little like glimpses of characters from the first book. But Sasha being like, oh my God, what's her face? Is like, I saw her kissing this guy. Okay. Can we actually have a conversation about the two of you instead?
Yeah, like I don't care about what else is happening with it. It would have been cute if there was more plot, since like, ooh, is this a potential another book down the road? Like, what could this be? But when you have nothing and then you're getting like glimpses of something, you're just like, no.
Yeah.
No. Focus back in on like what we're trying to convey over here, because it's a miss right now. So
it's a miss.
Yeah.
But anyway,
beat a dead horse, but I gave this 2.5 stars.
I gave it 3 because I read it and I didn't hate it. So that's like a 3. Like some books I give a 3, but they're like a 3.5. This is like a 3.
I guess.
But I understand. And you did the audio?
I did the audio.
How were the narrators?
Not bad. They weren't, okay. I don't think, the best choices. I think they do a good job I feel bad. Like if anyone rates the narrators poorly, I think it's just because there's a lack of plot.
The story.
What are you working with? Like he's trying, how do you convey a voice of someone if there's nothing to back them up? I'd be like, oh, pretend to be Katie Moncrief. But like all you know about Katie Moncrief is she's got really bad roots, semi-blonde hair, she's pale and has blue eyes. Like, how do you make me a human then? Like, I feel like that's exactly what that book was. Like, how do you bring someone life when you don't really understand who they are as the character? Yeah. So I think for what they were given, solid, which I think is pretty incredible for acting skills.
Yeah.
That's fucking hard.
Well, I guess that's that. Are you reading anything good right now? I know you're doing...
I'm doing the JLA book on audio. I am enjoying it. And I'm not going to lie, like, it's been a hot minute since I've even dabbled in fantasy, let alone fantasy on audio, which is a little bit harder because it's like you can't multitask. I will say on the spectrum of how hard it is to get into a fantasy book where you get like, it's not like a stare at a blank wall to pay attention because if you blink, you might miss something. Like, I can run and I can walk and I can do some chores around the house and it's really easy to understand what's going on. And I kind of like that about this book versus like, I mean, I think From Blood and Ash on audio was phenomenal, but I understand why people had a harder time to get into it because all like the names and like the worlds and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I am enjoying it, but I'm also reading a fantasy book. I went from zero to two. Wind Weaver.
You did this last week too.
Yeah. I'm still reading it. I have had zero time to just... whatever, but we know Megan Quinn, she's a hit or miss for us, but she's a wonderful fucking person. How My Neighbor Stole Christmas, is that what it's called? If you are a fan of How the Grinch Stole Christmas by just in general, and like if you especially
by Dr. Seuss, Katie's like, have you heard of the most famous Christmas story of all time?
I was gonna say like the Jim Carrey movie, like the 2001 movie, but like if you are an actual fan of that, you pray tell need to stop everything you are doing and read this. And if you want to listen to this on audio, it's done phenomenally. I also love how like there's a narrator just like there is like in the movie who's like saying the whatever and then like the Grinch kind of interacts with him and it's okay. The same thing in the book. Oh my God. I'm loving this so much. It's Grumpy Sunshine.
Yeah. So
it's so fun.
I think that Megan Quinn's books, even the ones that I don't like, are always, the narration is always done really, really well.
Yes.
And I know that this is like a whole like cast of characters and that it's duet. Which, yes. Like, I think that's why I really like her audiobooks. But I don't know if I'm looking at it. I don't know if I want to read it or if I want to do the audio.
I'm not going to lie. And I'm not trying to force your hand because I think it'd be kind of cool to, like, maybe we'll do this book on a podcast also or just talk about it.
I was going to say, I think that we said we would do it in December.
Yeah. It would be kind of cool to compare like the eyeball read versus the audio, but I'm not going to lie. I feel like the narrators do an amazing job of like conveying who each person is. Again, they have a lot of personality with like, the Grumpy Sunshine. Like she's super rays of sunshine and he's like the Grinch. It's like, I can't wait to be done with this fantasy book just so I can go back to listening to that. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Well, we'll see.
You have time to decide, but you'll blow through it once you start it. I'm almost done.
Yeah. All right. So next week we have our interview. We're dropping our interview with JLA and we're talking about Of Ruin and Wrath. I always want to say Of Wrath and Ruin and I'm like, no, Of Ruin and Wrath. And then the following week on the 27th, just good old Spilling the Tea episode. And then we'll post our December calendar. We have to discuss, but we just talked about it. We are going to do How My Neighbor Stole Christmas, and we will be dropping the first week of December. Will be an interview with Julie Ann, and the book is From Air. It's her first book in like a new series that she's doing. So stay tuned. Christmas is a Wednesday. We will not be dropping an episode on Christmas, and you know what? Actually, no, we'll discuss. We're not going to drop an episode on Christmas, but a week later is New Year's Day. So I'm like, are we going to do an episode on New Year's Day too? I don't know. Stay tuned. But the 4th is Julianne from Air, and then there will be probably Spilling the Tea, and then, Spilling the Tea on the 11th. That makes sense. And then on the 18th, we'll do How My Neighbor Stole Christmas. So that's what we have coming up through the end of the year.
I'm actually excited.
Yeah.
For like December 1. I don't know why. Like this book put me like in the I love Christmas. Probably this is your favorite holiday. Halloween's mine. But like
I just bought a new Christmas tree. It's downstairs. I want to go open it and see what it looks like.
All right, then I'll let you go so you can do that.
Well, no. I'm going to end the recording. You stay on cuz I want to talk to you about Thursday.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, you still have to send us out.
I know, I was going to say, I'm ready.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to subscribe to receive notifications anytime a new episode drops.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at thebff.bookclub. If you have any comments, questions, book recommendations, or books you want us to talk about in future episodes, please send us an email at thebff.bookclub1@gmail.com.
We appreciate your support.
See you, fuckers.